Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
As a matter of fact, this next word that he hears, the question is being asked of him, has God revealed to you anything about this administration and how it would be? Let's take a look.
What I saw over the last several months, basically starting in the month of October, the Lord was showing me how things were going to shift, and I was releasing that, you know, on social media, that things were going to shift and to prepare. I believe it was in the month of October when the shift began and things were going to start changing regarding the administration. But I actually, you know, I saw it, you know, I saw this this tenure of you know, his 4 years. And then I saw another 4 years of the connection with his administration just moving forward. But it's in the best interest of our nation. It's the best interest of our people. What I saw in the administration was a collaboration of people that was going to bring unity and bring peace and camaraderie. And it was going to create a great disturbance at first because people weren't going to get to understand it. But then all of a sudden, the dust was going to settle. And people were going to understand that this is the plan of God and this is about people. It's not about him. This is not about a person. It's about a whole community of people.
That's so important to understand because, you know, when God shares something with you, mm-hmm. you share it, especially in politics mm-hmm. and leaders, that people think you're actually choosing sides. And the truth is, you're just sharing what God said.
Just being obedient to the voice of the Lord.
And just because the person who gets in office, you know, God knows who it is and God's allowing them to be there, doesn't mean that's going to be a person that, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, you think about when Israel wanted a king, and they weren't satisfied with God's leadership. That wasn't God's plan for them. They wanted, you know, he wanted to move through apostolic, you know, prophetic leadership, hearing the voice of God and obeying the voice of God. But he gave them what they wanted. And so we didn't know whether it's going to be good or bad. But when you put together everything God was saying, I mean, this is an amazing presidency already within the first couple of weeks. And what you're seeing is this uprising. You're seeing people dissettle, but I always go back to the fact is that if there's a fight going on in a community and you call the police out there, it always escalates mm-hmm. before it decelerates and goes down. I mean, you saw that even in war. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're looking at a couple of bad guys shooting over a hill at some people in Iraq when mm-hmm. you're there. But when y'all come in there like,
we handle it, take care of it.
And the community comes down. Well, it looks like that's going to happen in America. You're going to see this uprising, but there's more people in America. And Dr. King said this over and over again. He says, I believe there's more, I'm paraphrasing, kind-hearted people who understand what's really going on right here, and they're going to hear mm-hmm. and they're going to respond. And he was right, because once in 1963 or so, when the reporters came out and they covered how badly African-Americans were being treated and spraying people with water hoses and young teenagers, America responded and things shifted. It began to shift. And so we're going to see, there's more people out there. They're just quiet. You're just doing your job. You're coming home. You're feeding your family. You're living your life. And some of these other guys, it's a small percentage. They're just irritants. They just constantly trying to stir things up. You're wondering how they're even surviving. And we're finding out, some reports are, George Soros has been funding a lot of these organizations and they get paid to go out and do that. As a matter of fact, there was one meeting right after the election on November the 8th, 2016. The reports are that George Soros met with, what are we going to do now? Wow. Yeah, what are we going to do now that their candidate did not get in? Mm-hmm. And meaning their candidate, that Hillary Clinton's daughter got married in George Soros' daughter's house mm-hmm. in New York. And so they're really close people. And George Soros is known for, you know, taking down governments, literally crashing economies or knowing it's going to crash or somehow investing in such a way. He's investing in a nation's failure. So when that nation crashes, he makes money off that.
Wow.
And it's just crazy. So that's what they were trying to do, is crash America. But it looks like we got a new pilot that's in.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. And actually, I think he saw him, when Rich Vera, we just had this on our program, but Rich Vera saw the president in this prophetic dream. It was on the plane. He went back to the Air Force One to see what the president was doing. And President Trump was on his knees and he was praying. Mm-hmm. And he said that God is going to put prayer in his heart. He's going to pray mm-hmm. and God's going to answer his prayers. That's powerful. It's an exciting time. We are listening to prophetic dreams given to a chaplain of a New York Police Department. It's John Nuttall, and you think about it that it so lines up with so many things that the Lord's been saying to so many, and God shares with all of us bits and pieces, and as we come together, you know, you begin to hear this. And this is one question that he's asking here is, what did God tell you about Trump? What's going to happen about this two terms? Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, listen to it now. It's John Nuttall.
The dream was the first 4 years. The second realm of administration, the second tenure, is he spoke to me. And he told me that. Because when he speaks to me, then I release it.
When you think about it, this kind of goes with the last word, how God spoke to him about a second tenure. Mm-hmm. So the first tenure, 4 years, the second, another 4 years, and think about 8 years. And of course, that's what the president's saying, that, you know, we're into this thing for 8 years. What's exciting to me is what if, let's begin to ask now, what if 8 years of our current form of leadership, and then 8 years of Mike Pence.
Wow.
16 years to be able to take this nation back to a place. Wouldn't that be awesome?
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.